This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Presumably unrelated to Sabres Live, Lollapalooza 2025 lineup unveiled today. So check that out. Olivia Rodrigo headlining at least one of the days. She's like, well, I'm going to see Halsey this summer, but it was Halsey and Olivia that I like really needed to see this year. So I don't know.
Sabrina Carpenter is going to be there too. And I didn't know Lollapalooza was in Chicago. This is all like me and music, right? Like in festivals. I know that.
Where did you think it was?
I don't know. I'm like, I never really paid attention. I just knew Lollapalooza is a festival, but I didn't know it was Chicago. And then I read the article and saw it is Chicago. I'm like, oh. Yes. It's easy to get there. If you want to go for a festival, it's pretty easy to get there. It's easier than California.
I have an easy time getting to California, I've noticed. But Lala's a commitment. I mean, it's 4 days now, and it's August, and it's Chicago.
It's hot.
It's hot, and you're talking upwards of 100,000 people. I don't know. I need to do some training, I think, before I commit to this.
When you say it's hot, the first thing that I think of is Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura when he says hot in a rhino, right? He's in the rhino and he's hiding and he's coming out of the rhino and he says hot in a rhino. And so then it leads me to think of like stupid comedy movies. And one of them is Anchorman. Mm. And when I saw Anchorman for the first time, I was telling you in the commercial, I didn't really think it was that funny, other than the part where Jack Black punts Baxter off the bridge, the dog in the movie. And yesterday, Duffer, this is all like connected. Yesterday, in overtime, Jonas Korpisalo, in frustration, punted the puck back to center ice. We didn't see it because we cut off to something, but when it was McLeod that gave him a stick, he picked up the puck and punted it to center ice like in displeasure, which allowed the fellas on Nesson that were doing the simulcast, Raycroft, Bergeron, and Tuukka Rask, to lose it, laughing hysterically, and say the fin just came out. Like, it just, you know, because obviously Tuukka Rask had some moments where he had some outburst, right, in Providence when in the shootout, he amazing. Thought the puck hit the crossbar, and I think it did. And then he threw the milk crate and the sticks and everything. Tuukka Rask had some outbursts. And when he was always asked about the outbursts, he says, well, sometimes the fin comes out. And that's why they were laughing and Korpisalo punting. And he actually got a pretty good kick. I would like to see the puck tracking on that one to see the airtime, the net yardage, because it went far.
Was it, in fact, a gesture to Boston management that we need to punt some of these players if we're going to give ourselves a chance next year?
You know what's funny? It was, in fact, not a gesture to the management. It was a gesture to the referee, basically saying, when are you going to call a penalty on Buffalo? And if you're a Buffalo fan and you watched that game yesterday, in the first half of the game, you're like, they're not calling anything. Boston got away with everything. Slash broken stick. Too many men on the ice. Zadorov on Thompson. You're like, dude, but you know how funny it is? If you're a referee, you're never liked by any fan base, because right now Boston is looking at this and we got screwed by the ref yesterday. They should have called on McLeod slashing, and then we end up getting a tripping penalty in overtime. But when you look at the
a comedy routine in itself.
Of errors, that was, if you want to show people what hockey is like, do not show them the clip that led to the penalty in overtime where Power is trying to get it back. Everybody's falling. Sticks are flying. It was just awful. But if you're a Boston fan, you're saying, we got screwed by the refs. Mm-hmm. Watch the game. Like, the Sabres should have had four power plays in the first period and a half. And the geeky breakaway goal that made it 2-1 shouldn't have counted because they had six men on the ice.
Agreed. And if anybody missed last night's pre-intermission and post-game coverage, you missed some elite work from my partner, Marty Baron. So thank you for that.
And if you weren't in studio, you missed some elite food also, because that wrap,
well,
that
Lancaster's Broadway Deli. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It was St. Patty's, you know, corned beef and wraps, and it was, whew, it was good.
And just to put a bow on Lollapalooza, presale starts, what day is today? Tuesday?
We're the 18th.
Yeah, no, but it's Tuesday, right?
Yes, yes.
So the presale starts
on Saturday.
Thursday. Yeah, no, I'm not good with dates. And 10 a.m. Central, so that's 11 a.m.
11 a.m. It's already on their way.
Sabres are working their way through time zones. On this trip, they will be in Utah, and then they'll be back in central mode, taking on Minnesota on Saturday and Winnipeg on Sunday. They are 1-0 to start the four-game trip. Did you want to ask me anything, or did you want to continue with NHL headlines in your opinion?
You ever been to Utah, Salt Lake City?
Sadly, no. And if I was thinking about it from it's pretty much the only way I think about anything. Where is the next concert? Who am I going to see? Well, and I get it, he's changed genres here, but Post Malone is now from Utah. So that would be a good starting point for me. For my first foray into that beautiful state, I would like to see a hometown concert by Post.
Apparently they're getting snow over there, so the Sabres traveling to Utah today. They get today and tomorrow to kind of hopefully not get hit by any cars, because when Emil Heinemann of the Montreal Canadiens was first in Utah, he got hit by a car while trying to cross the street and missed literally like 4 to 6 weeks, right? He had an injury. But anyway, so Thursday when the Sabres play against the Utah Hockey Club, it'll be the first time the Buffalo Sabres play a regular season game of any matter in the NHL in the state of Utah. So it'll be interesting. But I'm kind of going to put this single out there to Rob Ray so that we can get some good pictures and some good sightseeing, so we can show the fans on Thursday night what Salt Lake City, Utah and the building and all of that is like. I'm going to give them 48 hours in advance.
Delta Center, which will be reconfigured in time to properly house NHL hockey. It, of course, has been the home of NBA action for a long time, and they've made the most of it this year. They really have created a special environment. The results on home ice haven't necessarily followed, but they are much better lately and are only 2 points out in the Western Conference. So you look
You mentioned Post Malone, and when you mentioned Utah in a Delta Center, the Utah Jazz, right? Karl Malone was a huge Utah Jazz player for a long time. That's where Jordan had to, you know, against Utah to over Stockton. Like that was pretty great. But Utah has been a great basketball market. And they hosted the Olympics there in 2002. It was a fantastic Canada USA kind of battle. Mm-hmm. So they've had some really and the ownership group there, and you know the city has totally embraced the Utah Hockey Club. So it's definitely been fun there.
When we look at the Western Conference standings and look ahead to Utah hosting Buffalo on Thursday, the Hockey Club is up against Edmonton tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that they could be tied for the final wild card spot when they host Buffalo on Thursday. Vancouver is in action tonight, currently holding wild card two. Yeah. They are up against Winnipeg. St. Louis, also tied for the second wild card, is up against Nashville. And Calgary got humbled last night by the Maple Leafs. They will continue their road trip against the New York Rangers tonight. Yep. It's super exciting, this four-team battle for Wild Card 2 in the West.
It's exciting. I'm not sure it's good for the health of the fan bases and all those teams and all those regions because they are scoreboard watching. Calgary did not have it last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Austin Matthews decided, you know what? I think Matthews has scored four goals in 17 games before the last two games, and now he's got 3-2. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I think Toronto could win the Atlantic, because if Matthews gets hot, that's something that they had been missing. So they looked really good. But yes, you look at Calgary, they go into New York tonight. This is going to be a tough one for the Calgary Flames. Vancouver Canucks, I just don't see how the Canucks make the playoff. I don't. I feel like they've been uninspired. Without Quinn Hughes, they are nothing. Quinn Hughes is back. At least it's better. Mm-hmm. But if you had to pick a team out west to make the playoffs right now, I would say St. Louis. And second that I would want to make the playoffs is Utah. Just because there's a push forward. Yep. I mentioned engagement with the Sabres earlier, but there's an engagement from St. Louis. There's an engagement from Utah that I think like we would all appreciate if they got in. It's like if you had the selection committee right now kind of debating teams who deserves to be in, just like the March Madness.
Yeah.
And I think I would say St. Louis deserves to be in more than Vancouver or Calgary at this point. Calgary would be right there.
Right. And the Flames, have gone to overtime a lot this year. They have been almost historically one of the lowest scoring teams that has a realistic chance at the playoffs. But, they've dropped 7 of 9. St. Louis, top three right now coming out of the break as far as points percentage. And if they make it, it will definitely be a story of what they did not trade at the deadline. And I think that's also really cool as far as believing in your guys, despite the outside noise, and even looking longer term, knowing that some of them may not be there beyond another year or two. But they, committed to a guy like Buchnevich. They hang on to Shen and Binnington, obviously.
Yes.
And they have a nice tandem. So St. Louis is interesting. But again, first of all, tip of the cap to Minnesota, winning a critical game last night against LA, halting their win streak at 5. So Minnesota bolsters their chances of hanging on to wild card 1. But let's look a little higher. We haven't talked about this properly. It could become the single biggest individual story when the playoffs begin, the potential return of Gabe
Landeskog. Yes.
We did not talk about it yesterday. This has been percolating for a long time if you watch altitude broadcasts and the Avalanche.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so optimistic for this player that casual hockey fans may have almost forgotten about based on his two-year absence post-winning a Stanley Cup. So if he returns to impact form, I stand by it. It will be the greatest individual story in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs.
What's amazing with that is that not only is Gabe Landeskog potentially, possibly, hopefully returning with the Colorado Avalanche, yeah, is that he's documented his whole kind of recovery step by step for the last year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that's a five-part docuseries. Mm-hmm. It's titled A Clean Sheet. And TNT and True and Max are putting it. But March 21st is when you'll be able to get it on Max. Like, you got to catch it on TNT now. They're putting it out there and, you know, all the episodes. But on March 21st, it will be available. Wouldn't it be unbelievable if, you know, you everybody kind of watch and got educated with what Landeskog is going through, and then late in the year or in the playoffs, we see Gabriel Landeskog on the ice. The Colorado did well in the Marty Natchez trade. Mm-hmm. You know, they traded Rantanen. Natchez is fitted perfectly with Lehkonen and MacKinnon. Yep. McCartes, they got the goalies. But if you get a Gabe Landeskog back, your captain, that would be incredible.
You remember when he was drafted?
That has to be, man, 2000 and what?
11.
10? 11, okay, yeah.
Ryan Nugent Hopkins went number one.
Yep.
Gabe Landeskog, number two. Jonathan Huberdeau, number three. Mark Scheifele, right, by the way, went seventh.
Who did the Sabres pick that year?
As you know, I'm pretty big on first impressions.
Yes.
Gabe Landeskog, coming over from Sweden at a young age, became a captain in the Ontario Hockey League, which mm-hmm. is almost unheard of for an import, so to speak. He came in to our NHL Network studio as, you know, he probably was 17, probably hadn't even turned 18.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been blown away by a young person's maturity the way I was that night. And it's incredible to me to watch the poise with which he has carried himself through all the lows with the Avalanche, all the highs, and now the uncertainty. He is unique, I think, by NHL standards.
So that draft, the 2011 draft, the top 10 picks, really nobody missed, right? Like, I mean, RNH, was he a number one overall? Maybe not, but look, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Landeskog, Huberdeau, you mentioned. Adam Larson, New Jersey, drafted mm-hmm. him. He's mm-hmm. still, like, he was a really good defenseman. Mm-hmm. Ryan Strom, Mika Zibanejad, Mark Scheifele, Sean Couturier, Dougie Hamilton, and Jonas Brodin were the top 10. The Sabres picked 16th that year. Yoel Armia of the now Montreal Canadiens was drafted 16 overall. Not a bad pick, right? JT Miller went right before the Sabres pick Yoel Armia. He went 15th overall.
That's a Wrap is a burgeoning new segment here on Sabres Live. It could debut right after this.